The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen, Rory Delaghi and Sean Quinn in the studio. Three meetings to look forward to. We've got action on the all-weather at Chelmsford City. There's racing at Lingfield as well and on the turf at Pontefract. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Pretty good, thank you.
Much changed in the last 24 hours?
Oh, a bit of sunshine here in Leeds today. It's quite nice weather for once.
Yes.
So bank holiday Monday, it's changed, which is a nice turn of events, and weather's certainly drying out for Aintree at the weekend.
Yeah, from what I've read this morning, they're planning on watering at Aintree, so just shows how nice the weather is, I suppose.
Yeah, especially obviously with the clocks going back as well. Day's getting longer, it's longer to dry out, and it will dry out pretty quickly in this heat because it is actually fairly warm today. And a concern of Aintree because it does dry out pretty quickly, and especially with the Grand National, they're probably aiming for ground on the easy side of good to soft, just to try and reduce any risk of potential injuries. So I can certainly fully understand the water. And those who got proper fast ground horses will be a little bit annoyed, but then again, we've got connections like Side of Grugy who are concerned about the ground and may not be running, so I can certainly see why they're watering.
Yeah, just quick look back at some of the action from Fairy House as well. We were recording this before Irish Grand National Day, so we can't really look at that. But the day before was quite an informative day, quite an interesting day. Good day for AP McCoy as well. He had a double on the card, and Gil Gamboa was eye-catching in victory. And the mare at the start, but
bit of a puzzle. Yeah. Good win there for Harry Fry. Grade 1 win for a bit of a puzzle. Massive mare, who's very, very game. She's winning a bumper at Cheltenham back in October. She's progressed a fair way of her hurdles. And she did that very, very nicely. It was a competitive mayor's event. It was good to see plenty of English runners. I think it was 6 English runners in a field of about 16. And she came clear. And a good grade one winner there for Harry Fry. And I think when she goes chasing, she'll be even better. So lots to look forward to. A bit of a puzzle. Obviously, third in the mayor's hurdle. So confirms that form was pretty strong, despite the fact that Annie Power came down at the last. And like you say, AP McCoy, as good as ever, despite the fact he's 40 in his last year of riding. Gil Gamboa was a cracking ride. And another good winner in the maiden hurdle when unfortunately Joseph O'Brien took a nasty unseat at the last when he probably was going to win the race. So perhaps McCoy was a little bit fortunate there, but McCoy's experience, 20 times champion over jumps, and Joseph just learning the trade again over hurdles made a bit of a difference there.
Did anything else stand out to you?
To be fair, the English racing was a bit poor yesterday, but I'll say luckily the Fairy House kind of saved us on the quality front. But looking forward to the flat starting to get going. Nice card at Pontefract, which we're previewing shortly. And yeah, some proper horses are racing soon.
Yeah, proper horses.
Proper horses, definitely. Yeah.
I can guess you're a flat man then.
Well, that's what I got paid to do.
Yeah. Would you never thought about going over jumps if somebody offered you?
My bottle wasn't good enough. Yeah. So it's far too nervous to be going over jumps. That's why I went anorexic and tried to keep the weight down for the flat. That would have been the only positive, would have been not going to eaten. But no, definitely much happier as a flat jockey than I would have been as a jump jockey. Constantly in hospital.
Right.
Like your football skills. Yeah. Quite well, and constantly injured, it would have been.
Yeah. Well, you've got to put yourself on the line, haven't you, James? Not having this ducking out of the way stuff. a bit of news as well. Sprinter Sakura apparently is in fine form again.
Yeah. Personally, I probably would have retired him out of Cheltenham because he wasn't himself. Barry Geraghty was at pains not to give him a hard race. He eased up pretty quickly. And a former champion who was so exuberant when he was at his best. Nicky obviously knows him well, but the vibes are really good going to Cheltenham, and I actually napped him, unfortunately. I should have listened to my own advice. And I believe Seven Barriers that he was flying, and I kind of thought he would pick up that champion chase, but he's never going from an early stage, and that's going to be a big concern. Obviously, they're going to bring him back to Sandown. It's good to see him on the track, but yeah, I don't really want to see a faded champion, so it's a tough one. Personally, I probably would have retired him after Cheltenham. But we will see. Nicky Anderson knows the horse far better than I do, but I just hope we see him back somewhere near his best. Obviously, Side of Grugy could be targeted at that race, so it could well be a very good celebration chase, but
good.
We will see if either horse is in top form.
Yeah, call me a cynic, but didn't they say the same kind of thing before Cheltenham? The springs returned to his step. And
yeah, that's the thing. I say I nabbed him because I did kind of think Nicky's really happy with him, because Ascot wasn't a bad return. He came second to Dodging Bullets, obviously he was the champion, and he wasn't given a hard time, and everyone seemed to assume that he would reverse the form. And the vibes are really good going to Cheltenham. He's backed quite strongly. And like I say, that is a concern for me. And what happened? Nothing really seems to have come back. Nothing hasn't bled. Heart was all right. So is it mentally? You can be as physically good at home, but until you get back on the track, it's a bit of a concern.
Yeah, I went to a few Cheltenham preview evenings before the festival, and I think it was Andrew Thornton, the jockey, said, yeah, when a horse has an injury like that, they don't really want to go through the pain barrier again.
That is perfectly valid point. Yeah. And especially as he bled at Ascot, which was a big concern for me, although Nicky seemed to brush that under the carpet and wasn't concerned at all. But from, again, personal experience, any horse that bleeds, it's very hard to get them back. Especially at the very, very top level, you can win low-grade handicaps, but to be at the grade one level, you've got to be right at your peak, and I don't know whether Summit Nasaka is anywhere near that anymore.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Hopefully he is, and we'll see him back sprightly again at Sandown, but we'll move on. Anyway, let's concentrate on action a little bit closer to hand. We've got some good racing coming up on Tuesday, and James is going to give us his best bets after this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The 3 o'clock at Pontefract is where we start. This is a Class 3 handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds, a field of 9 of them here, James. Which ones do you like?
Yeah, Valleywear handicap, and most of these are coming back from a bit of a layoff. Only Little Parva actually had a winter campaign and ran for the winter. Clive Coxrunner's going to have race fitness on his side. Concern with him was whether he's better on a weather surface and what he is on the turf. So the two I'm going to concentrate on are the two Fahey horses. He's returned in brilliant form this year. He did a double at Musselburgh on Sunday when I was in the studio. And as usual, he hits the ground running. And the two that he's got in here are Grandad's World, who won on debut and ran a nice race when ninth in the sales race at Doncaster. Does mean he's been allotted quite a high handicap mark of 90 as he goes into his first handicap. They're using £5 claimer Jack Garrity to ease the burden a little bit. But still, eight's perhaps a bit of a concern. Stuck out wide there at Ponty. Last year, low numbers really held sway, so that's a concern for him. So I'm going to go for the other Fahey horse, Johnny B. Good. He won a couple of races last year on easy ground, which is what it's likely to be at Pontefract tomorrow. A win at Fersk and Goodwood. Goodwood was a 15 grand nursery, so a similarly competitive event to this. He's only £2 higher than that success. And George Chandler takes the ride. Only 8.76, stall 4. Not a bad draw, so I think Johnny B. Good is the one to be on in a very competitive 3-year-old sprint.
Johnny B. Good for James then in the 3 o'clock. The 4 o'clock is a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a quarter for 4-year-olds and older. A field of 11 here. A good handicap, but it's quite a difficult one to figure out with horses out of form and returning from absences.
Yeah, again, we've only got a couple that have actually run through. Well, none really on your web. We only had one in Dubai, Snocken Star, for Mark Johnson, who's been kept really busy, ran in Maidan throughout the winter, and then already had a run here at Kempton since he got off the plane. Second run of the UK season, good third last time out. He's got fitness on his side, but perhaps a little bit high in the handicap. Off 98, Goodwood Mirage, got to be interesting. John Joe O'Neill's runner tipped up so many times in his big handicap hurdles over the winter, and then last year the Fred Winter, etc., and nothing really seems to go right for him over hurdles. So back on the flats. Although he does kind of like fast ground. Whether the ground's even going to be a little bit too soft for him at Pontefract tomorrow, though, the weather like it is, it will be drying out pretty quickly. He's interesting under Jamie Spencer. But the one I'm going to go with is Astronaeus, Amanda Perrett's runner. By Sea the Stars, improved nicely last season. Unlucky in the Sugar Cup, I think, when he was second. He's a nice, progressive individual, and I think he will take all the beating under Pat Dobbs. Lightly raced, he ran a cracker in that 150 grand handicap at Ascot on his last start. I really think he can have a good season, so Astronaeus is the one for me in the 4 o'clock.
On to the 4.20 next at Chelmsford City. This is a Class 3 handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and older. A field of 7 go to post here. And Royal Bajan seems to like it at the course. He's 2 from 3.
Yeah, 2 from 3. Just gone up to mark of 95. It's pretty high there for Royal Bajan at 7 years old. But course distance form is pretty key because Great Chelmsford, as it's now known, is quite a unique surface. Plenty of kickback. A lot of horses don't handle it. So he is interesting. But the one I'm going to take a chance on is the bottom weight, Clumber Street, who won a course distance maiden after 2 years off a track for David Brown and John Fretwell. Won it quite nicely, beating excellent George by 2.5 lengths, which was a pretty impressive success. Excellent George has subsequently won his maiden at Wolverhampton, so we know the form's working out pretty well. And stepped up into a handicap. Bottom weight, 8 stone 7, but he's unexposed compared to a lot of these. He's been running through the winter and gone up in the handicap in the process. And I think he may well just improve past them. Normal Equilibrium is interesting, a horse I've always liked for Robert Cow. He's drawn one, though. If he misses the break, he'll be getting a bit of kickback there on the inside. He may not like the Chelmsford experience. So Columbus Street will be the section there in the 420 at Chelmsford.
Okay, Columbus Street in the 420. The 440 at Lingfield is a Class 4 handicap, Division 2 of this particular handicap, over 6 furlongs for the 4-year-olds. And although it's a field of 9 here, James, which one would you recommend?
This is a real trappy event because, again, a lot of these not run for a while or run through the winter. None of them are particularly in great form. I'll probably take a chance with the race fitness of Vincetti for Ron Harris. He's a little bit disappointing being a favourite in a hood and cheek pieces last time out. Headgear's been taken off tomorrow, and his earlier form when third in handicaps behind Artist Link and Varsovian off a pound higher mark would give him every chance. And as long as he can repeat that earlier form and atone for a slightly disappointing effort last time, he's probably one to be on. Ones to consider are Older Tigra for Tony Carroll. Richard Hughes is booked, which is an eye-catching booking for Tony Carroll. Wouldn't normally ride for him too much. And perhaps that one could pick up the pieces if Vincetti does disappoint. Watch the market there for the Richard Hughes booking. If he's back strongly in the morning, then perhaps the Caruana might have an even better chance than what he looks to have on paper right now. Salvatore Fury, he's always there or thereabouts for Keith Douglas, but perhaps 78 is a little bit too high a handicap mark for him.
Okay, so do you take a chance with Vincenti?
Vincetti's a selection, yeah. But like I say, keep an eye on the market for the Order Tigra, the Tony Carroll horse, because Richard Hughes is a very eye-catching booking, despite the fact the form figures are perhaps a little bit limited. He could well improve.
Fantastic. Let's just have a quick summary then, James, as usual, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so 3 o'clock at Pontefract, Johnny B. Good is the selection for Richard Fahey. Well-drawn in stall 4, goes an easy ground. 4 o'clock, Astralanus at Pontefract for Amanda Perrett. Dropping grade for him. He was 4th in 150 grand handicap last time at Ascot. As long as he's fit enough on his return, I think he could be a really decent middle-distance horse. The 420 at Chelmsford. We have gone for the bottom weight, Clumber Street, who made a winning debut, or winning return after 2 years off the track and a maiden at the track. And finally, in the 440 at Lingfield, we've gone for Vincetti, who has been in reasonable form this winter, and hopefully his race fitness will tell.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
There you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Darren Owen, Rory Delaghi and Sean Quinn will be the team in the studio. It's Chelmsford, City, Lingfield and Pontefract, so do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.